Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed in Meseches Megillah. You know the country Yassi song about the fellow driving up in the van to the mountains? So our family is visiting our family in the United States, and we're heading up to the Catskills, and Mirtz Hashem will be at Camp Pasch tonight. So I apologize if we have any of the country Yassi events disturbing in the background, but at the same time, it's because of the Mesiras Nefesh of my wife and family that we're able to learn the Daf Yomi in the off hours. Many of us try to find to be able to learn with the world marching through Shas. So let's Bezer Hashem pick up on Chavtes Amibes, the topic of the Daf Chavtes, particularly the second half, were the halachas of Parsha Shkalim, and we're picking up two lines from the bottom. Itmar, Chalios Biva'ata Tetzaveh. Parsha Shkalim, which was already delineated in yesterday's daf, how we calculate Parsha Shkalim. If it falls out, Parsha Shkalim falls out, that the Parsha we're reading is Tetzaveh. Now that is interesting, because if the Parsha is Ata Tetzaveh, so then in such a case, you're finishing Parshas Tetzaveh, and then you're going to Parsha Shkalim, which is in Parshas Kisisa. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Nafchar Yitzchak says, Karashisa Miviata Tetzaveh Ad Kisisa. So you read Parshas Tetzaveh regularly with six aliyas, Shis of course being six, until Parshas Kisisa V'chad Mikisisa Ad V'asisa. And then you read Parshas Kisisa, including the Parshas Hashkalim of course, until the V'asisa of the Kiyar. Amar Abaye, Amri claims Abaye on the top of Lamed Aleph, Ukmi Yehuda Kamokmi Asam. The only reason that they're reading from Kisisa is that's what they're up to. El Amar Abaye, right? Because Abaye is arguing that it's not Nikar, it's not obvious that this is Parsha Shkalim. The fact that we normally stop Parshas Tetzaveh before Kisisa is not enough of a recognition that this is Parsha Shkalim. Could very well be also at those times they didn't always stop the parshiyos the way we do today. Elom Rabbi, rather Rabbi suggests Kari Shisa Mivata Tetzaveh Ad V'asisa. No, you read all the way into Parshas Kisisa, the first six aliyas. V'hadar Tani V'kari Michisisa Ad V'asisa. And you repeat the seventh aliyah. Notice over here, there is no discussion of Maftir, but the seventh aliyah is going to be the Parsha Shkalim. And then it's obvious that this is a special kriya. Meisive, the Gemara asks Akasha from the Tosefta that was also mentioned on Chavtes Amibes. Chalios b'parsha ha-smuchala. If Parshas Shkalim falls out adjacent to Parshas Kisisa, what does it mean adjacent? Bein b'fanel bein melacharel. Whether it's before Parshas Kisisa or afterwards. So the Braisa describes, it's a Tosefta in Perek Gimel, Kairin Oisa v'Koiflin Oisa. You read it and you repeat. You end up saying the Parsha of Kisisa Asroish B'nei Yisrael twice. Analyzes the Gemara. Bishleim ala Abaye Nicha. According to Abaye, everything is good. Because Abaye told us that you'll end up repeating Parsha Shkalim. However, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, who says that you don't repeat Parshas Shkalim, but rather he said you read Parshas Tetzaveh and then you add the one aliyah for Parshas Shkalim, Kasha, that's going to be difficult. Explains the Gemara, it really is not difficult according to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Amar lecha Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha would say you, Ula Abaye Minicha? You think it works out, this Braisa works according to Abaye? The same explanation that Abaye is going to have to give for the coming question will be the same explanation that Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha will give to the entire Braisa. Teinach Lefaneha, I understand when you have, as the case that we were just discussing, that the week of Parshas Shkalim is before Parshas Kisisa, which is the case that we were discussing up until now, where the Parsha was Tetzaveh, and then we had a Machlokes between Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha and Abaye, how you had Parshas Shkalim. But La'achareha, Heichi Mishkachesla, what would be the case that Parshas Shkalim is after Parshas Kisisa, and you read it twice? What does it mean that you read it twice? Kofla b'shabbosos. That'll come out that you have two shabbosim in a row that you'll read Kisisas Rosh Bnei Yisrael. Sahachanami. That's how Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka is also going to read it. Kofla b'shabbosos. Period. Now the Gemara discusses a new tzi or a new instance. Chalios b'chisisa atzma. What happens if Parshas Shkalim falls out on Parshas Kisisa? So normally the last aliyah is supposed to be the one of Shkalim. Now it's the first aliyah. Am Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, karashisa min v'asisa advayakel. You start, wow, what a fascinating shita. You start Parshas Kisisa after Parshas Shkalim. You start with v'asisa of the kiyar. And then, at the end, after you read six aliyahs and you get up to Vayakel, V'chad kor michisisa ad vasisa. Then the last aliyah, you go back and you start from the beginning of Kisisa. Maskifla Abaye, Abaye asks two lines before the wide and Lamed Amin Aleph. Hashta amri l'mafreyu dekari. Abaye asks, at the end of the day, people will think that he read just the Parshas HaShavua backwards. Hashta amri l'mafreyu dekari. People are going to say that it's not Parsha Shkalim, but rather they missed the first Aliyah, and then they went back to read it. Now, I just was Mazbir the Gemara according to the Ritva. However, there are some who explain the Gemara differently, which has a big nafgamina. We learned earlier in our Maseches on Yud Zayin that Karim Megillah LaMafreya Lo Yotza, that if someone reads backwards, then one is not Yotza. You need to read the Megillah in order. Does the same halacha apply to Kriyas HaTeira or not? So according to the way the Ritva was learning, according to Ritva, it just is a problem in regards to what people are not going to know that it's Shkalim. However, according to others, particularly the great Shagas Aryeh in his Perush Turei Even, seems to say that the problem over here is a problem of reading Kriyas HaTorah backwards. So that is interesting inyan halacha lemaisa as well, how you read Abaye's kasha. Either way, Abaye is not happy with Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's suggestion that when Parshas Shkalim falls out, in Parshas Kisisa, the first you should read the second through six aliyahs all the way to the end and then go back to the beginning. Elamar Abaye, Abaye suggests Kari Shisa Ad Vayakel. You read from the beginning up until Vayakel. V'chad Tani V'kari Michi Sisa V'ada V'asisa. And then you go back and the seventh aliyah should be the Parsha of Shkolim where you end up reading it twice. Tani Kavos Eda Abaye says the Gemara on the first white line Lamed Amin Alaf. That the Brisa seems to say that you end up reading it twice, as Abaye had suggested, the seventh aliyah being Parsha Shkolim. The Gemara continues, we learned in our Mishnah on the bottom of Chavtes Amar Alf, Chaliyos B'sach Shabbos Makdim in the Shabbos Ovro. The Mishnah told us that if Rosh Chodesh falls out in the middle of the week, so then you read Parsha Shkolim before Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara analyzed Itmar. We learned Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalius Be'er Shabbos. What if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in Erev Shabbos? Rav Omer Makdimin, Ushmol Omer Ma'achrin. Rav says you still push back Parsha Shkolim to 6 days before Rosh Chodesh, the Shabbos beforehand, what we would call Shabbos Mevarchin. Ushmuel Amar, while Shmuel holds Ma'achrin, we read later. From the Ein Mishpat, we see, we follow the halacha, the opinion of Rav. Rav Amar Makdimin, says the Gemara, Din Kein Batzrilu Yoimei Shulchanis. The reason why we move up Parsha Shkolim to 6 days before Parshas Rosh Chodesh, before Rosh Chodesh. Of course, Parsha Shkolim is to herald the collection of the Shkolim, which takes place in Adar, as the Mishnah in Shkolim describes. Says Rav, if we're going to read Parsha Shkolim after Rosh Chodesh, then what's going to happen is there is not going to be a lot of time for the tables. Shulchanos is the tables that they use to set up to collect the Machtzis HaShekel. So hence, Rav Amar Makdimidim Kim Batzulu Yoimei Shulchanos. Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin. Shmuel, though, disagrees. He's not concerned about that. Amar Lachai, I'll tell you, safe. Chameser B'mali Shabsi Mikle V'Shulchanos Lo Nafki Ad Chad B'Shabba. In this case, where Thursday night, Friday, is Rosh Chodesh, anyhow, the people are not going to set up the Shulchanos on Erev Shabbos. They're only going to set up on Sunday, right? They have weekends. From here is Mashma, like us in Artzeinu Akdosha that Friday is the shorter day. It's not a full work day. Friday is the off day. And Sunday, now everybody here is joining, watching, going up to the mountains, people heading to vacation. Akedei Kach, that the Garden State Parkway is crammed with people going on vacation. No, it's like us in Eretz Yisrael, that Sunday is a regular day. Lo nafki ad chad v'shablo. So they would go out on the regular day on Sunday. So what will you gain, says Shmuel to Rav, by making the Kriyas HaTeira earlier, the week before? At the end of the day, they're not going to start before Reish Chedesh Adar, as the Mishnah in Shkolim describes. And if your Cheshbon is because of that Friday they're not going to start. They're going to start at the beginning of the week on Sunday. Hilkoch Ma'achr, and therefore you could do it later. Period. It's not. Chaliyos B'Seich HaShabbos. If Reish Chedesh falls out in the middle of the week, Makdimin L'Shavar, so then you read the Parsha Shkolim beforehand to announce, to herald the coming of the collecting of the Shkolim. U'mafsikin L'Shabbos Acheres. We learned in the Mishnah that we read Parsha Shkolim before Rosh Chodesh. The week after, we take a break. We have what we call a bye, right? And then you have Parsha Zachar before Purim. Makdim L'Shavar, mafsikin L'Shabbos Acheres. My love, let's deduce Afilu Be'erev Shabbos, that even if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Erev Shabbos, you read the Shabbos before, which seemed to be a raya to Rav. Le B'Seich HaShabbos Davka. No, it only means within the week. In other words, Friday doesn't count. Tashma, another proof. Ezui Shabbos Rishon. What is the first week? The Tosefta asks, what is the first week for the Arba Parshias? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Liyos B'Seicha. The week that has Rosh Chodesh Adar fall inside of it, va'afilu be'erev Shabbos, even on Erev Shabbos. In other words, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, even if it falls out on Friday, my love, afilu be'erev Shabbos, dum yudataycha. Just like the halacha is that when we talk about the week before Shabbos, in other words, that the week that Rosh Chodesh falls out, the Shabbos before you read it, so then you, when we talk about that, it's the Shabbos beforehand. Matoicha makdimin, afer Shabbos makdimin. It would only be logical. Same thing applies to Friday. Amar Abaye. So the teretz of the Gemara is no. Excuse me, Amar Shmuel, not Abaye. Amar Shmuel. But Shmuel answers no. It doesn't mean tocha, the week that the Rosh Chodesh falls out, you do it before, but it means that week. So when it comes to Erev Shabbos, you do it the Shabbos after. V'chein tana dvei Shmuel, but that when it comes on Erev Shabbos, it's on that Shabbos, but not the Shabbos after. Kitanoi, this is already a machlokis tanoim. So the word ba reads as follows, and that is that on that Shabbos itself, if it falls out, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on the Shabbos, so then in such a case, you read Parsha Shkolim on that Shabbos, as well as when it falls out on Erev Shabbos, you read it on the coming Shabbos. Hence the difference between Ba and Besocha. This issue is a machlokes tanoim ki tanoim misargin l'shabbosos divrei Rabbi Yehuda. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, as we mentioned above, you have a break between Shabbos Parsha Shkolim and Parshas Zachar. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Eimer Ein Misargin. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says you don't skip. Amar Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Rabbi Shimon Elazar explained. E Masani Amar Ein Misargin. When do I say you don't skip? Bizman Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. That if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Erev Shabbos, so then in such a case, he follows the position of Shmuel that says that you read on the Shabbos itself. Avo Bizman. In other words, you don't move it back. You have Rosh Chodesh, and then you read Parsha Shkolim. You don't read Parsha Shkolim before Rosh Chodesh in such an instance. But in an instance where it falls out during Shabbos, so we see that the opinion of Reb Shimon ben Elazar is like the opinion of Shmuel, while the opinion of Yehuda Hanasi is like the opinion of Rav. La halacha, it seems from the Ein Mishpat, that we follow the opinion of Rav. That even if Friday is Rosh Chodesh, Then in such a case, we move Parshas HaChodesh all the way back to the week before. We learned in our Mishnah, after we're Mafsik L'Shabbos Acheres, the first week of Adar, we do not have any Kriya. Then Shnia, the second week, we read from Parshas Zachar. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Purim Shechal Yis Be'erev Shabbos. What happens if Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos? So then, in such a case, when do we read Parshas Zachar? Rav Amar Makdirim Parshas Zachar. Then, in such a case, Rav is of the opinion that you have Parsha Zachar the week right after Parsha Shkolim. Ushmuel Amar Ma'achrin, and Shmuel says that you actually read Parsha Zachar after Purim. Rav Amar Makdimin, Rav says you make it earlier, Keichidol Tikdim Asiyel Ezechira, because there's a rule that we have that you first have the Zechira and then the Asiya of Purim. First, Zechiras Mechias Amalek, then the Asiya of Purim. The rationale for this is that the Pasuk says, Vayomim Ha'elan Iskarim Vinasim. So first you're supposed to have the Zecher, and that is Zechiras Mechias Amalek, and then you're supposed to have the Asiya. Hence, we're always supposed to have Parsha Zachar before. However, Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin, Amar Lechad, even the Ikam Mukafin, the Avdi B'chameisar, since those that are surrounded by a wall, they're going to celebrate Purim on the 15th. Simple reading of this Gemara, we'll get to in a second whether this is Oiska Halton, whether it holds up, is according to Shmuel that you would celebrate on Shabbos itself. So if that would be so, then ultimately, Bahadi Adadi Kasim, if they come at the same time, it's not going to be a problem. The Turei Evan raises the problem that based on the Yerushalmi, the first Perek Hei Halacha Dalet, and this is how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, is Simen Tafresh Pei Ches Sivav, that if you have Shushan Purim falling out on Shabbos, we do everything, Sudas Purim Mishloach Manos as well on Sunday, not only Kriyas HaMegillah. If that would be so then how would you have the Asiyah with the Zechira at the same time? Everything's done on Sunday. The Achronim attempt to give different beautiful answers to this question. The Gemara now challenges Shmuel. Tanan, we learned, Bishnia, that you read on the second week, Parsha Zachar, and Bipashtus, that is in a case in which Purim falls out on Shabbos, so you read Parsha Zachar on the same day. What does it mean, Purim falls out on Shabbos? We're assuming now, the Gemara spells this out. V'alkimikla reish yarcha b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, mikla Purim be'erev Shabbos. And Purim will call it erev Shabbos. Uktani, and we learned b'shnia Zachar, that in such a case you read Parsha Zachar. We learned that you read it Zachar on the second week. What does that mean? According to the Mishnah, you read it before Purim. And in contrast to the Shita of Shmuel, we learned that's supposed to be done on the day of Tesvav. Amar Rav Papa answers, "My Shnia, Shnia laHafsaka." Here it means the second week after the Hafsaka. In other words, in this case, according to Shmuel, you're going to have a 2-week break. Gemara continues, Tashma, come here, I'll bring you another proof. Ezu Shabbos Shnia. What is the second Shabbos? In other words, what is the week that we read Parsha Zachar? Kol Shechal Purim Lios Besocha. Any week that has Purim fall inside of it. Vafilu Be'erev Shabbos. Even in a case of where it falls out on Erev Shabbos. That's the week that we read Parshas Zachar. Analyzes the Gemara, my love, Erev Shabbos, Yudumi the Besaicha. That Erev Shabbos is just like the halacha of when Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week. Ma Besaicha Magdimin, just like when it comes to when it falls out during the week, then you read Parsha Zachar before. Af Erev Shabbos Magdimin, so too, if it falls out on Erev Shabbos, you're Magdim, like the Shita of Rav, and not like the Shita of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel ba. Shmuel says no, that when Shabbos falls out on Tesvav, so then in such a case you read it on that Shabbos. Then the appropriate girsa is not bisocha but ba. In other words, vafilu be'erev Shabbos, the halach is ba, not bisocha. V'chein tam dvei Shmuel ba chalios b'Shabbos atzma. Excuse me, v'chein tam dvei Shmuel ba, and that's how they taught in the yeshiva Shmuel that the girsa should be ba. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Chal Yos B'Shabbos Atzma. What happens if Yud Dalet falls out on Shabbos? Amar Rav Huna, Divrei HaKol Ein Makdim. In such a case, then you read Parsha Zachar on the 14th. V'chein, V'Rav Nachman, excuse me, Rav Nachman Amar Adayin Hi Machlokes. Rav Nachman says, no, the opinions that said that when the 14th falls out on Friday, you move up, they'll also hold you move up. Of course, the opinions that hold, that say you read on Shabbos, Parsha Zachar, then you would read that Shabbos. Itmar Nami Amar Chia Bar Abba Mari Abba Amar Rav Purim Shechalo Yis B'Shabbos Makdim V'Koyrim B'Shabbos Shavra Zachar, that we read it a full week in advance, then in such a case, even though Yudalit falls out on Shabbos, we don't read Parsha Zachar on that day, but rather we read before. We learned in our Mishnah the third of the Kriyas, the third special week, B'Shlishis Parah Aduma, Parshas Parah. Tanu Rabbanan Izui Shabbos Shlishis, what is the third week? Kol Shesmucha L'Purim Me'achorel, the closest Shabbos to after Purim. In other words, the Shabbos immediately after Purim. Idmar Rab Chama Bar Chanina Amar, Shabbos Hasmucha L'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He says, no, it's the Shabbos that's closest to Rosh Chodesh, what we would call Shabbos Mevarachim Parshas Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'loy pligi, and it's really not a machlekes. Hadi ikla Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'Shabbos. One case we're talking about where Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on Shabbos. Hadi ikla be'emtza Shabbos. And one instance we're talking about when it fell out during the week. In other words, explains Rashi on the first wide line on the bottom. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on Shabbos, so then the Parshas Kriya of Parshas HaChodesh is on that day. It's Parshas HaChodesh for Shabbos. So then, in such a case, you week Parah Aduma the week before, and then it doesn't come out Samuch L'Purim. However, where Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out during the week, so then you're reading Parshas HaChodesh before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, still within Adar. So then, in such a case, Parshas Parah will have to be the week, the Shabbos, immediately after Purim. So the only time Parshas Parah will not be read the week immediately after Purim, the Shabbos right after Purim, would be in a case of where Parshas HaChodesh falls out on Shabbos itself. Now we segue to Parshas HaChodesh. Brevi is HaChodesh HaZelechem. The fourth week is Parshas HaChodesh. Tan Rabban, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalu Yis B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, Kurin Kisi, so Maftirin B'Yahayada. The special enough Haftarah comes from Yahayada. This Parsha of Yahayada is referring to the Takana of Yahayash, who brought about the kibbutz of the most to the Bedek HaBayis. That is what we read to this day for Parshas Shkolim. Let's keep the cheshbon over here. So Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls out on Shabbos, so then in such a case, that Shabbos you read Parshas Kisisa. Vezui Shabbos Rishona. When do we use the expression of Shabbos Rishona? That in the first week you read Parshas Shkolim prior to Rosh Chodesh. So that is Kol Shorachal Rosh Chodesh Adar Yis Pisaicha Vafilu Be'erev Shabbos. Even Erev Shabbos, and that of course was a discussion above in the previous sugya. B'Shnia, in the second week, Zachar. We read Parsha Zachar. Of course, usually we skip a week. U'maftirin pakati es asher asa Amalek liYisrael, which of course is the Haftorah about Mechiyas Amalek. Rizui Shabbos Shnia, and when we use the expression of the second week, that refers to Kol Shechal Purim liYos B'Saicha. If Purim falls out any weekday, so then, in such a case, we read Parsha Zachar, the Shabbos before, Vafilu Be'erev Shabbos, and even if Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, which of course was a discussion as well amongst Amoraim and the Tanayim above. Bashlishis, the third week of Kriya is Parah Aduma, Umaftirin Vizarakti Aleichem, Vizui Shabbos Shlishis, and this that we learned that you read during the Shabbos Shlishis, that means Kol Shesmucha L'Purim Ma'achareha, the closest Shabbos after Purim. In other words, the first Shabbos after Purim. Berevius, HaChodesh Hazeh, U'maftirin Koyamar Hashem Elokim, Berishon Be'echad LaChodesh. So we're just delineating over here the order of the Kriyas. The Gemara continues to Lamed Amid Beis. V'lizui Shabbos Revius, and what is called the fourth week? Kol shechal Rosh Chodesh Nisan liyos besaicha. If you have Rosh Chodesh Nisan on a weekday, vafilu be'erev Shabbos, so then you read Parshas HaChodesh beforehand. So that was a summary of the breakdown of these 4 weeks and these 4 parshas. B'chamishis, we learned in our Mishnah that in the 5th week, in other words, after Parshas HaChodesh, so then the Mishnah taught us in the bottom of Chavtes Amid Aleph, Choyzerin L'Kisidron, then everything goes back to its normal Kriyas and Haftaris. L'Seder Mai, what exactly does the word Seder mean? Rabbi Ami Omer L'Seder HaParshias U'Choyzer. Rabbi Ami says that you go back to the regular Parshas. Rabbi Ami has a very interesting shita. Rabbi Ami is of the opinion that you don't read your regular Kriyas HaTorah during the 4 Parshas. According to Rabbi Ami, they would only read the 4 Parshios of Golim, Zachar, Parah, and Achodesh, and therefore you now go back to your regular order of Kriyas HaTorah, going through the order of the Kriya, of the Parshios. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar L'Seder Haftarah Suchos. Rabbi Yirmiyahu disagrees and says during the Shabbosos of the 4 Parshios, you still have the regular Parsha, as the Gemara assumed on the bottom of Chavtes Amid Beis going to the top of Lamed Amid Aleph. That seemed to be following Rabbi Yirmiyahu. But of course, the Haftarahs are different. Amar Abaye, Kavase de Rabbi Ami Mistabra. Abaye argues that Rabbi Ami is the logical position. This Nam we learned in a Mishnah, L'chol Mafsikin, you're always Mafsik, the regular Parshas HaShavua, for all different types of things. L'Rashi Chadashim, for Rosh Chodesh, L'Chanukah, U'L'Purim, Ulatanios, and even for a tainus, ulamamados, ulyomakipurim. Bishlaim ulamando, American to use the Gemara, say the parshios, uchozer, hainu diika parsha bichol. I understand, says the Gemara, I could understand that if we're talking about the Seder at Parshios, that you interrupt them when it comes to the Arba Parshios. Again, that means that we stop reading the weekly Torah portion and we only read the Dalet Parshios. So then in such a case, Bishleim Lamandom said the Parshios Zuchozer, Hainu Diika Parsha Bechol. That's what it means when we learned in the above Mishnah, L'chol Mafsikim, L'Rosh Chodesh, L'Chanukah, L'Purim, L'Tanios, L'Mamodos, that we don't read the regular Torah reading. El Mandamar, but according to the Mandamar, L'Seder HaHaftoras U'Chozer, that the only time we interrupt is interrupt the reading of Haftoras, not the Torah portion. So then, in such a case, say the Haftoras U'Chozer, Haftorah B'chol Mi'ika? So then, how would it be, L'Moshel, for example, L'Tanios and L'Mamodos, that we're Mafsik, how would it be that we're going to be mafsik for Torah if we never see that you're mafsik for Torah, only for Haftorah? Haftorah b'chol mi'ika? Do you have Haftorah during the week that you're going to be mafsik? Says the Gemara, Idach, and how would Rabbi Yirmiyahu explain this? Hakidisa, v'hakidisa. If we're talking about Tanios and Mamados, where there is no Haftorah, you're right. There, the expression, when we said that you're Mafsik, there we're referring to being Mafsik the Kriya. However, when we're talking about the case of Shabbosos that have Haftorah, so then we're not talking about being Mafsik the reading of the Torah, we're only talking about being Mafsik the Haftorah. Gemara now follows up and asks on Rabbi Yirmiyahu, B'tanios lama li hafsaka? Now, why do you need to be mafsik the Kriyas HaTorah in the case of Tainis? Likri mitzafra, let us read in the morning, let him read the regular Kriyas HaTorah. Let's say it's a Tainis falls on a Monday, let him read at that time. And in Mincha, u'b'mincha b'tanisas, then why don't they read the Tainis during Mincha? And then they don't have to interrupt. On the morning, they read the regular Parsha. If it's Parsha Lech Lecha, they read Vayomer Shem El Avram Lech Lecha. In Mincha, they read Vayichal. Answers the Gemara, Misayle the Rav Huna, it's a right for Rav Huna, Dom Rav Huna, Mitzafra Kinufya. Rav Huna in Tainis tells us that the primary time that people get together on a Tainis is in the morning. Rashi adds that the Gemara in Tainis tells us that in the morning they warn people that it's kedai for them to do a Cheshbon HaNefesh and to be Mekabel Tainis, and that is not the time that they do Kriyas HaTorah, Rashi adds, because they're focusing on getting people to be Mekabel the Tainis and to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. Ichiav Dinan, exactly how do they divide the day of Tainis? Amar Abaye, Mitzafra Lepalga Yoma, the first half of the day, this Gemara, we also had in Tainis. Me'ainin b'mili d'masa. They look into manners of the city. The Bezdin and the Zakenim sit down and make a cheshbon what it is that the city needs to work on. And then they give musar to the people in the city of what they need to improve on. Then the next quarter of the day, in other words, from Chatzais until evening, Riva Diyoyma Karu Maftir. One quarter of the day they spend reading Vayichal and the Haftarah. That's the first half of the second half of the day. Riva Diyoma Boy Rachmi. And then they begin to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, presumably outside of the regular tefillas, but then they add Tachanunim Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayikru B'Sefer Torah Hashem Elokeim, Revi'is Hayoim. This pasuk is referring to Ezra, who made it into a special day of Tainis. The pasuk is found in Nehemiah Tes. Vayikumu al omdam vayikoru b'sefer teres Hashem lekeim revias hayem urevias misvadim mishtachim l'Hashem elokeihem. Asks the Gemara ve'epochana. Then why don't we switch it around? Why don't we have the davening in the morning, and in the second day, the Bezdin and the Zakenim should look into what needs to be improved? Says the Gemara, lois al kadaitach. No, we're not going to do it that way. Dichsiv. Again, we go to those psukim in Ezra and Nehemiah, here from Ezra Tess. Ve'ela ye'asfu kol chored b'dvar l'kei Yisrael al me'al ha'goyla v'ani yoshem m'shoymeim ad l'minchas ha'erev. So the charedim surrounded Ezra, those who were chored l'dvar Hashem, and Ezra says he was silent. Then he did not speak. Only u'b'minchas ha'erev kamti mitaynis, only in the evening did I speak, v'efesa kapayel Hashem l'okai. That is the time to be mvakesh rachamim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the zman mesugal for a tainis to be mvakesh rachamim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hence, that was the time that we added tachanunim, and we didn't focus doing the takana and the musar in the afternoon, but rather the takanas and the musar was done in the morning, and the tefilos were the culmination of the day. Hence, the pasuk says, u'b'minchas Erev Kamti Mitainis, that's when he got up, Mitanisai, and he began to daven. We're going to conclude today's daf over here on the bottom of Lamed Amid Beis. Actually, since we haven't arrived at my in-law's place up in the Catskills, so maybe we'll finish, even start the next Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis. Let's Beis Hashem begin the next Mishnah, because tomorrow's daf, I see, is a long one. It says the Mishnah, BePesach, Koyrim BeParshas Moados. On Pesach, we read the Parshas Moados Shel Toras Koinim. In Toras Koinim, in other words, in Vayikra. That is the Parsha of Shorei Kesev in Parshas Emor. Ba'atzeres, on Atzeres we also have a special kriya, as we mentioned above, Shiva Shavuos Tisparloch, which appears in Parshas Re'eh. Rosh Hashanah, Bachoydesh Hashvi Be'echad Lachoydesh, which appears again in Parshas Emor. B'yoyim HaKippurim, Acharei Mois. There we read the Avoida of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. B'yom Tarishon Shel Chag, Koyrim Parshas Moedos Shebetaris Kainim. We read Parshas Moedos in Vayikra and Parshas Emor. Shar Kol Yimos HaChag, B'Karbonos. And the rest of the day, you read the special Karbonos, which appears in Parshas Pinchas. B'Chanukah, we read from Parshas Nasai B'Nesim. B'Purim, Vayova Yimolik. B'Rosh Echadoshim. So then we read Uverosh Echadoshim from Parshas Pinchas. B'Ma'amados, like the Mishnah in Maseches Tainis tells us, during the Ma'amados, which we've elaborated before on Tainis Chavavim and Aleph, we read B'Maise Bereshis. We read from Maise Bereshis. Mirtz Hashem, we will pick up with the last word on the Mishnah Lamed Amud Beis tomorrow. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Lamed in Maseches Megillah.